We just graduated from college, and I've lived in California all my life, and I have no idea like what the rest of my country really looks like or how people actually live and interact in different settings and landscapes within our country. And so for me, I think that was like my first step is just like, let's go across on bicycles so that I can get a really good feel for this place that I call home. And then we were just talking about how we feel like the landscape of our country is changing. And obviously, seeds is a big buzzword as of late.
Is it?
I think so, or at least maybe in the communities that I surround myself with, just like GMOs, like Monsanto, you're starting to hear these little sound bites a lot more. And so obviously, this is a very crucial subject, but we wanted to take a different lens on a seed rather than say why these companies are bad or why this is like, you know, a negative thing. We wanted to bring back into our country's consciousness of why seeds are important to us as human beings in the first place and more of a celebration, a vignette of stories surrounding seeds.
Yeah, and in ways, I think when we try to boil it down and filter it, it comes back to this question of how do seeds create the roots of our culture? Where do we come from? Who are we? What am I? What is this thing? How do we pass on things? How do we carry things and leave them to be inherited? What do we choose to be inherited? And what are we creating for the future?
So seeds in this case are indeed agricultural seeds, but also a metaphor for something a little bigger.
Exactly. It's kind of an incredible conversation starter to get people to start talking about the places they live. And a lot of people that we've talked to so far have been growers and farmers and also some urbanists, but that really are, in a lot of ways, caretakers and know a lot about the land because that's where they work and that's what they do. And so it's kind of been this process of discovery and learning every step of the way. And like in a way that Coco was saying, learning about these regions of the United States, that I think biking is such a powerful way to be just immersed in the smells and these transitions coming from Walla Walla, Washington, through this very flat, dry landscape, and then dipping into the Clearwater Forest and being like, there's green again. Just those little things, too. And talking to people along the way really adds a lot of meaning and makes us dwell in the places instead of just biking through and saying, oh, okay, we're seeing that. Cool, we're seeing this. It's connecting the landscape for me in a lot of ways. And that connection is through people.
And letting that curiosity sort of run wild with the people we meet and interact with, and learning so much about the particularities, the things that are endemic to that area, and learning about local knowledge, regional knowledge of each place that we spend time in.
And I'm sure you've met a lot of interesting people, at least so far along the way. Any one or two people stick out in your minds that you could tell us about?
Oh gosh. There are just so many, so many just flood
I
in.
know. I'm afraid to start the stories because
it'll be a flood.
Some of them are long.
Well, let's choose some of them.
Yeah. I think the one that I really, really enjoyed was we randomly came across this family, the Schwartzes, and they live in Cul-de-sac, Idaho. And it's a town of like 300. And we're supposed to end up at someone else's house, but we took a wrong turn. And the only directions we got is like, once you start going up this hill, there's going to be a giant mailbox sticking out of the street, and you turn right, and that's the house. So we're going up this hill, and there's a giant mailbox. So we turn right, and we're like, are you the McDowells? And no, we're the Schwartzes, but the McDowells are like way over there. At this point, it was already like 9 p.m. We had biked for like 60, 70 miles at this point, and we're like exhausted, and we're like, ugh, don't want to go all the way to McDowells. So they brought us into their home. So warmly, she made me a giant T-bone steak, like just, you know, a stranger off the streets. And Ralph, Karen's husband, he is a wheat, barley, and canola farmer, and he was amazing. He's like, all right, girls, tomorrow morning, like, I'm gonna take you on my combine. And a combine is like this giant machine that just eats up wheat or whatever you're harvesting. So the next morning, he took us up to his two babies, these machines, just so proud, and showed us how, you know, the process went. And it was amazing. And we're up in the hills of Idaho. You can see yellow fields of wheat everywhere. And they were just genuinely beautiful, nice people who were willing to take three dirty, crazy girls off the street. I think that was like a really special person.
What have you learned about the seed movement so far?
It seems like with every person that we talk to, a lot of these seed growers, and some of them just farmers, they all are very hopeful, and they have this hope that they want to share. I think it's more so their lifestyle and the way that they want to create the world as something that doesn't really, I guess, allow Monsanto or like big industry to leak in, but to think of varieties that they aren't using, sort of not fighting fire with fire, but finding other sources of water and ways.
Is it a cottage industry now?
I think, at least in my experience with talking to these different people, it seems like there are sort of these meccas or these hot spots, like any community forums where like-minded individuals come and sort of start these areas where people are starting to grow things and have this consciousness of, why are we losing all of this history associated with seeds, this biodiversity, you know, these things that really connect us where we are and to the places we live in. And so I think they're, from what we've seen, isolated but also connected.
I think it's definitely growing. One of the people we talked to, I think Don Tipping, he's trying to expand his seed company as well. And I think he exports all over the world to different countries, not even just within the United States at this point, because people are really starting to get into these like non-GMO, air-pollinated seeds. I think one thing that I really enjoyed learning about seeds is just that people are actually trying to combat like climate change with seeds. And I think that was like one of the little tidbits of knowledge that I was just like, whoa, it was just like our food systems are going to be impacted by this climate change. And so all of these seed people are also thinking ahead and thinking like, okay, maybe we should start working with like native plants and trying to select them to better help us out in the future when our weather patterns start getting all jumbled. So that was like really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Briefly, I do want to talk about life on the road. May I ask, Carmen, how old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Vicky?
I am also of the 23.
Coco?
I'm a quarter of a century old, sir.
Wow. Have you had any weird moments? Three young women on the open road. Your parents, your friends, they kind of be freaked out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they all think we're insane. Mm-hmm. But
my grandmother and my mother were talking, and they said, well, I guess Carmen's going. What do we do now? And my grandma said, well, all we can do is pray.
And I talked to my sister yesterday, and she's like, whoa, like, I haven't heard your name paired with the word crazy so many times within the last month.
Okay.
But I think at the same time, so many people have treated us with so much generosity. I don't think we've really run into any weird situations being young women. I feel really safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do I.
Why?
Yeah. I think one day people pulled over on the side of the road and just gave us Gatorades, trail mix bars, a bottle of wine. People are just consistently so giving and so open and so helpful.
But there's always that risk of the weirdo in the van.
But, you know, that's the same way as walking down your city street alone as a woman or as anyone. You know, there's always risk in everything we do. And I think that biking has really taught me that, you know, we're just exposed. We're exposed to the elements and to our environments, but also to the unknown. You just respond to that in the instance instead of closing yourself off and saying, okay, I'm going to go about my day-to-day this way, and these are my fears and expectations and hopes. You know, I think that being on a bike and being in a group of women and meeting all of these people along the way has just opened up my idea about how we travel and that, like, feeling of safety and generosity.
Right. How many calories are you packing away a day?
Oh my God.
I can't even
All I know
count.
Is that we eat ice cream like maniacs.
Yeah, I'm sure you have to.
Yeah, it's one of the consistent things about our lifestyle is like, where are we going to get ice cream today?
Yeah, that's
kind of. How many miles a day?
Between 60 to 80.
We recently went to Adventure Cycling, which is also here in Missoula.
Of course.
They weighed our bikes for us. And we, like, all now know
what our burden is.
Yeah.
What is your burden?
My burden is my rock collection. I really like rocks that are in the shape of states. We choose to carry a little, some silly things.
Yeah. My bike was 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Yeah.
Mine was...
Vicky?
Mine was 88.
Carmen.
92.
Wow. What are you hauling?
She has like 10 books.
No, that's she has a not wardrobe. True.
Ever hear of a Kindle?
I know. It's funny because we are also have the fortune of being gifted things, books from people.
When do you hope to pull into New York?
The beginning of October before First the seasons week. Turn. Yeah.
What, Manhattan? Is that where you're headed? Or
we want to go to the other side of the coast. So I think we're going to have to bike to like Long Island or something.
Oh, I see. Best of luck. Carmen Taylor, Vicky Lee, Coco Barrios. Real pleasure to meet you guys. Stay safe. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love Missoula, by the way.
Yeah.